Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. In other words, King Moshiach, in the Torah. Part 1. The Moshiach awaited by the Jews and Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, awaited by the Muslims, are the same holy person. King Moshiach will be just. King Moshiach will be full of justice. King Moshiach is righteous and having salvation, gentle. King Moshiach will preach to the whole world, and he, Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will be called Wonderful Counselor. King Moshiach will not use force, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. King Moshiach will fear Allah. The spirit of the fear of the Lord shall rest upon him, King Moshiach. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. King Moshiach will be a beautiful person. You are the most handsome of the sons of men. King Moshiach will be an international spiritual leader. He will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him. Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. King Moshiach will reign over the world from his location. Son of David, King Moshiach, like the prophet Solomon, peace be upon him, reigned only over his couch. King Moshiach puts his trust in Allah. Through the unfailing love of the Most High, he, King Moshiach, will not be shaken. King Moshiach will be majestic. You have bestowed on him, Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, splendor and majesty. King Moshiach will be brave. He, Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. King Moshiach will come in the end of times. And in the last jubilee, the son of David, Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will come. We sent down the Torah containing guidance and light, and the prophets who had submitted themselves gave judgment by it for the Jews, as did their scholars and their rabbis, by what they had been allowed to preserve of God's book, to which they were witnesses.